If you have a big fight coming up and you're a boxer, you think you got time to do karaoke? Ryan Garcia, your boy, is doing an interview with Devin Haney.
NGQ, doing what I do. All white, looking nice. Okay, come through.
I don't know if Ryan Garcia is taking the fight serious or not.
Up here looking zesty, y'all boy Ryan Garcia. Is Alex, who's in charge of him? Who's in charge of Ryan Garcia? Where have you ever seen this? I didn't know he was an actor. I've never seen him pull pranks. And of course, Ryan Garcia has been doing the most, saying the most. As we mentioned before, you know, he'll pay for some BBLs. He's just out here looking zesty. He's just serving it up, all right? Freestyling. Even I maybe Kendrick should invite Ryan Garcia to write the bars for him against Drake. You know, I don't even know what to say about this cat. This is y'all boxing, man. This is y'all. I watched UFC 300. Okay, all right. You saw the submissions. You saw the fights. I don't have to deal with this in MMA. Right now, yeah, you got some people doing some antics or whatever, talking about your wife, whatever. Look. You ain't got this shit going on. You got some punching, some pushing and stuff. You ain't got this shit going on. And guess what? They still had punching and pushing too. Yes, yes. We still had the punching and pushing, you know what I mean? For the press conference. He says the magic word. Where's your mind, bitch? I mean, he got what he, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Now, I don't know about the history of Devin Haney and his mom, but, you know, this is what's going to happen, man. And people said he got slapped. He didn't get slapped. He just mushed him. That's just a mush. Y'all don't know, all right? It's a mush, man, all right? It's the oldest thing we've been doing since we was in elementary school. Just mushing somebody. He just mushed him in the neck, you know? But, you know, whatever. This is the hype, the fight. Why are these, like, are these reporters or fans? Like, damn. I mean, I see a professional camera right there, but some of these with the phone. I'm like, y'all niggas, y'all work for a newspaper or something? Who do y'all work for? With the tripod, man. The Samsung, I see an Android phone there. You got an Android phone, unless it's S23. And so I'm just saying, Ryan Garcia, I don't know what to believe. I don't watch boxing. Let me know you're going to watch this fight because you guys love it. You guys love boxing. Again, I mean, maybe I should watch this fight because it's like I want to see Ryan Garcia get knocked out because he's just doing some weird shit. Again, weird shit that shouldn't be. I don't know what it is. You're singing karaoke. You're freestyling. All right. One time you're talking about you're paying for BBLs and another time on Twitter. You're trying to be tough right here and talk about his mama. You know, then another video, he's laughing about it. This is y'all boxing. All right. You let me know, are you watching Ryan Garcia's fight? On the latest episode of The Shop, LeBron James was asked a question about one award he hasn't won.
Is there an award you haven't won that still stings?
Yeah, Defensive Player of the Year.
Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the only award that I don't have in my house that kind of stings. I talked about this before, like, it don't make sense. It's almost like what Jay just said about B, how can she have the most Grammys,
but
never won Album of the Year?
Yeah.
So the year I finished second in Defensive Player of the Year award, the guy who won Defensive Player of the Year didn't even make first team all defense.
That doesn't make sense.
Is that even possible?
So the guy he's talking about is Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol, he averaged 1.7 blocks and 1.3 a game behind elite leader Ibaka. Gasol pulled in 7.8 rebounds a game, almost five fewer than Dwight Howard. Okay. Gasol pulled in 212 points, 31st place votes, beating out LeBron 149 points. Ibaka 122 points. Joakim Noah and I don't know who, Tony Allen. Damn, Tim Duncan was there, man. So he's talking about Marc Gasol. He got beat out by, you know, LeBron. He beat him out. And guess what, man? You know, happens sometimes, man. I mean, let's just be real. Let's just keep it real, y'all. Come on. Like, the Joker should have won the MVP for the past three. I mean, when Embiid got it, come on. Joker could have won again. It's the same thing. It's not a Michael Jordan thing. It's like Michael Jordan. They ain't want to give Michael Jordan the award every year. Like, they ain't want to do it. They're like, oh, who else can we find? We got to find an excuse. We got to find somebody else. We got to find somebody else to give it to than Jordan. Like, Jordan can get it every year. Or Kobe. Kobe can get it every year. Is it close enough? So, the Joker should have. Now, Embiid played good. He did. He did play that year, but he still wasn't better than the Joker. He still wasn't. Still wasn't better than the Joker, man. So, Marc Gasol beat out LeBron, man. But look, guess what, LeBron? I mean, if that's what you want to hang your hat on, man. It was close. It was close, but, you know, no cigar. Guess what? You got everything damn else. All right? You got titles. You got a lot of stuff. You got the record for the most points that may not be beaten until we get some of these young kids that could really score. Kevin Durant's kind of, you know, still off a ways. Who knows how long he's going to hold up. His body can hold up. So I'm just saying, you're not going to get every award, man. It's okay, you know. You may get snubbed. You may get snubbed in life. You may get snubbed, Bron. But that's all right, brother. Moving on. I saw this tweet, and he kind of set himself up. Nobody's really seen this yet. Kyle Kuzma, former Laker, was like, first summer, actually going to spend some time in D.C. I need the best brunch spot and summer recommendations. I'm in there. Now, the Wizards, as we all know, are not going to the play-in. They ain't even going to the damn play-in. They don't, you know, so the damn sure ain't going to the playoffs. When you... And guess what? You got fans. You got fans that been in D.C. I've never met any, but you got some fans that are in D.C. or just like DMV that they are Wizards fans. And guess what? They think that they have a good team. They think that they sorry asses is going to a playoff, right? They spent their hard-earned money. They take their kids. Government employees go. So we got to support the team. And they be there. The dude be there with his escort. But look, that's neither here nor there. Now you take the wife one week, then take the escort a different week. But y'all got better seats. I know what you're doing. Look. You know, those government employees love escorts. Kuz, you can't. Fans could be hurt. Now, as a Washington Wizards fan, you shouldn't be hurt. You should be used to losing. You know what I mean? I'm no Charlotte Hornets fan, but I know Charlotte. That's my third team. But look, I'm no Charlotte Hornets super fan, but I know they suck, right? I'm a Laker fan, but it's the home team. You know what I mean? But I know the Hornets suck, you know, and people in Charlotte know that. They ain't no, oh, the Hornets going to make it to the playoffs. Now, the Hornets are better than the Wizards, but Melo got hurt, all this. Look, a lot going on, Mouse. Look. You don't tweet this out. This ain't the first thing. Because some fans are mad that y'all didn't go far enough. Some of them are mad. And the first fan says, bro, go to the gym with Jordan Poole, please. you don't tweet this out first. Like, I get it. You want to be ingratiated into the community. But you don't tweet this out first. Like, I need to be tweeting this out. Like, I'm probably going to be in D.C. this summer. I need to be saying this. Kuz, not you. Enjoy before you're in China next season. Now, some people did give them advice, man. But you don't, And this was a like, bro, jolly as hell about his early vacation. Like, you don't do that, bro. You don't. And so then Kuzma went back. He started getting roasted. He got 1 million views on this. And he went back, and then he had to correct himself. So let's go to the correction. And he went back here. Right, as you can see, it was like right after. April 15th. He drops this after. Year 7 complete. Blessed and highly favored as always. Look forward to improving and being a better next season for y'all. Washington Wizards. Man, y'all be letting people pressure you. Stand on business. If you want to go to brunch, that's all you concerned about. You ain't concerned about doing 500 shots a day. Cools, then do that. Guess what? You got time. It's 82 games, y'all. I don't know how many Cools play. It's 82 games. Let Cools chill for a little bit before he got to get back into the lab. Now, Jordan Poole, that's a disappointment. Now, that's another story. Jordan Poole, I wanted Jordan Poole on the Lakers. And, well, I don't know, man. Some players ain't consistent, you know. Maybe Jordan Poole would have helped us. I don't know. But this shit right here, Kuz, you stepped in it. You know what I mean? You stepped in it. On TikTok, you know, there was a trend that, of course, other people say they started, but I've played a character for a whole hour, all right? But it wasn't an NPC. It was a real character created, Jacob the Manager, but that's neither here nor there, all right? But these other people just do NPCs where they just repeat words, right? And the Miles Morales character has a breakdown, all right? He's out there in the streets. He's working hard for his TikTok Live. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It is hard. It ain't easy, right? Keep up this repeating stuff. And he has a breakdown and breaks character.
Warming up. There's 11,000 people in here. There's 11,000 fucking people in here.
Shoot.
And you guys are not tapping the screen, okay? Make sure that you're tapping the screen. There's 11,000 people in here. There's 11,000 fucking people in here, okay? Tap the goddamn screen, okay? Tap the goddamn screen, okay? You see this button right here? Mm-hmm. Press the fucking button, okay? Press the fucking button.
And back to care.
Thanks to follow. You guys are amazing.
Look, bruh, it's hard out there. I've been there, yes. It's been like 10,000 people on your stream, you know. And yeah, you're just like, all right, cool. But I'm not getting like crazy gifts. And, you know, y'all made a break character. Like, yo, dog, show me some damn love, man. Like, he had to use the F word on y'all, man. 11 fucking thousand people on here.
There's 11,000 people in here. There's 11,000 fucking people in here. And you guys are not tapping the screen, okay? Make sure that you're tapping the screen. There's 11,000 people in here. There's 11,000 fucking people in here, okay? Tap the goddamn screen.
Look at the sweat. You see that? The sweat. He ain't even, I don't know what he did before this clip. I don't know if he did he ran up the pole. I mean, at this point, shouldn't he have his own web at this point? He need to have some kind of web. Like, nigga, you need to start flinging at No Diddy, all right? You need to be having something, like, to add to this stream, you know? That's all I'm saying. I mean, I know you're an NPC, so you got to kind of, like, do that. But he just like, look, man, y'all need to hit tap that damn screen while you're sitting here watching. It's a weird thing, man. I know why people, they'll just be on your stream, man. They won't say nothing or nothing. I'm like, okay. Man applies to 100 jobs using a resume with the name Kisma D. Nuts. And I got 29 interviews. Wow. But he's giving you a hack, man. This is what I learned about resumes. Put your recruiter hat on and read this resume. Would you give this person an interview? And one more chance. Are you sure you get this person an interview? How about now? While most recruiters only spend 6 seconds reviewing a resume. Is it these highlights here? Experience with Lana Rose, 424 FPS on the screen, hosting. Wow. Hosting orgies on Fridays, Facebook photo, mine 15 million of Ethereum, my dog winning the World Cup by 20%, reducing photo grouping time of my anus. Wow. OnlyFans analyzed and created promotional campaigns with OnlyFans influencers. Nonstop crying in the main office room. I've seen that before. Swiping right on me because of my user loneliness, increasing my right to swipe right rate by 60%. Baseline swipe rate of rich sugar daddies, directly connected with rich sugar daddies. Oh man, Sug on these studies 4.0. Skills, let's see, adult entertainment industries. Arson Mia Khalifa. Oh, this is a crazy tweet. Despite that, we got 29 interviews at these big, medium, and small companies, which shows that this 6-second rule isn't isolated to be specific size of a company. Remember, hidden eye tracking experiment with recruiters. They read an F format, which means the biggest factors in your resume are, as long as your resume looks like a good resume, the template I shared above, 80% of your bullet points must have numbers, and 3 clear job titles. That is hilarious. That's hilarious. I ain't got to watch the video. And this wasn't on April Fool's. It was April 11th. So look, man, I know it's hard out there. You know, I do a skits based off of, shout out to the Kenyon Long YouTube channel. I do skits like your first job interview. And then not just, yeah, of course, just poke fun and stuff. But this is hilarious, man. But that's let you know, man. These recruiters, y'all looking for jobs out there. These recruiters, they ain't looking at your resume. 6 seconds, he said. Mr. Kishma D's nuts. 6 seconds. Dougie Fresh, you're on. 6 seconds is all you got, man. So, look, man, take Mr. Jerry H. Lee and steal his format for your resume. You know? And, yeah, he putting you on game, man. They don't read. You know what I mean? Good in My Pie, the song said, they don't dance no more. All right? So, when it comes to resumes, they don't read no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. That's crazy, bro. Of course, we know the biggest beef right now in rap, Drake versus Kendrick, and J. Cole was versus Kendrick. Then he apologized. And so, this is the biggest beef in rap. Drake did drop that ether. Drizzy, he dropped the ether. Again, I don't know who wrote it, but Drake dropped the ether, and he has been trolling Kendrick Lamar and Metro Boomin as well. And, of course, Drake dissed Metro Boomin. He dissed Nav. He dissed, I guess, Future as well. And, you know, everybody's waiting for a response from King Kendrick. K-Dot, one of the dopest lyricists. One of the greatest writers in the past 15 years, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. Y'all got to stop, though. And I'm talking about a couple of people. Y'all need to stop. Rappers, unsigned rappers. You young kids out there, you unsigned, you know, or you just unsigned rappers. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know you think, oh, because I was going to respond to this tweet. I did actually respond to it. I didn't even post it. I said, it's not AI rapping. It's a human rapping that wrote the lyrics and uses AI tool to clone the voice. AI does not let you curse, say sexually explicit words, but a tool downloaded to your PC does after you add it to a DAW. And whatever, I'll post that. Whatever, I'm posting it. So here's the thing, man. And I'm just going to say it here, too, because I don't want to explain it. But look, I get as a rapper, I had to send somebody and show like I had 1,000 placements on TV. But look, I get it. I understand what the unsigned rapper's mind is, right? If I make a dope Kendrick diss, a record label is going to be like, oh, this song is dope. Who, it wasn't AI. Who wrote it? We thought it was Kendrick. Who is that? And then you get a record deal based off of a song you wrote trying to be like Kendrick Lamar. I get it. Okay. I think that's happened in some cases. But in this case, let's just stay out. Let's just stay out. Like, look, man, when it comes to AI, you know, it's just getting crazy, man. You unsigned rappers, just concentrate on your music, bruh. Concentrate on your music, on your music. Now, look, Drake always looking for a writer, though. You know what I mean? So maybe you're doing the right thing, actually. You know what I mean? As I sit here and think about it, like, Drake is always snatching up writers. So you might be right, but you'd probably be better off doing an AI Drake, because everybody thought that Drake's song was AI. And I'm like, AI, this is not AI. You can't make AI cuss. You can't make AI. And that's what I said in this post, right? I'm not about to show you guys because there's a lot of unsigned rappers out there, of course, you know, and they want to the young ones want to take advantage of this instead of, you know, trying to ride a wave. But, you know, AI is not, it's a long process. It's a high tech process. So for these guys to be doing that, shouts out to them. They want to do all that, but you could have made like 5 or 6 songs by then, bro. You know what I mean? Because it's not easy. It ain't just an app. You just download and you just start rapping or cleanse your voice. It's a lot of steps. It's like 5 or 6 steps, man. So, but, you know, I definitely am not going to do no damn tutorial on it. But, I, you know, hey, man, it's, I don't know what Kendrick's going to do. Y'all think Kendrick's going to come back? But I am happy for the Drake diss or whatever, whoever wrote it, you know, as a rapper with over 1,000 placements on TV and my battle record is 20-1. You know, I have no problem with whatever he said, you know, have no issues at all. Okay. All right. It's no, and it's all on wax. You know what I mean? It's all on digital. And Rick Ross came back and he did his thing. Rick Ross came back in 2 hours. Rosé came back in 2 hours with the bong. And, you know, Rick Ross is, that's how you do it, man. You just come right back at it. Drake said something. I think now Rick Ross, diss. I think now he's got it on streaming. So, I like to see that. Rick Ross diss. That's funny. What? So the Rick Ross diss is on first quarter. It's going to be good. This going to be good. Rosé.
Hey, yo, it's first quarter.
See, I got a little Rick Ross.
It's first quarter. This going to be good. Grab a seat.
You know, so now he's put it on streaming. I don't know why. But this is the diss. Of course, I'm not going to play it because I ain't trying to get copyright strike as much as I do already on YouTube. This is why it's hard to do shit. But, yeah, man, you know, I thought that this was all right. You know, dope beat, you know, Rick Ross laid back type of vibe, Maybach music. You know, he spilled some beans about French Montana at the end there. But, you know, it wasn't nothing like too crazy, nothing egregious, I should say, outside of that. You know, he said he unfollowed Drake because Drake sent a cease and desist because for French Montana song. Why he said the feds, I don't know why. It's just a cease and desist. It's just a cease and desist. But, you know, I just thought it was cool. Like jab, as Rick Ross said, it's going to be, you know, of just the first quarter. Okay. I wouldn't call that the first quarter diss. I'd call that warm up. You know what I mean? I'd call that a warm up before the game. But I wouldn't call that the first quarter. So, who do you side with right now? I got Drake winning, you know, whoever wrote it, but I got Drake's diss winning right now, bro. All right, for real. Drizzy out here winning. My American brothers need to step up. My America, what Kendrick gonna do? I have no clue. I don't know if this nigga's in Africa. I don't know if he's in Turkey. I don't know. Right? But I never seen anybody diss Kendrick Lamar. So this is, just blatant like this, you know? So this is crazy, man. Let me know who you side in the beef, man. It's the Kenya Long Podcast, man. And you know what? YouTube, man. You know what I mean? This is what we do, baby. YouTube, man. You get the exclusive on YouTube, man. Uncut Cocaina. And check out these next two videos.